Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano, and we are here. We are continuing our series on human design profiles in this episode. So we are on our second episode of six. I am so excited to be delivering this because profiles are one of my favorite aspects of human design. There are so many aspects of human design that have changed my life and have changed the lives of my clients, the way that we see ourselves, the way that we show up in our life and in our business. However, I don't know if there's anyone that gives you more bang for your buck or that I see a greater transformation in one singular thing than profile. Profile is that powerful element that you can connect with and really see yourself differently. So I get very excited about this. I love teaching profile. I love diving into it because it does have such potential. And we could talk about conscious sun, but I always have to be kind of high level on the show here with things like that because there are 64 of them. You could have 64 conscious suns. However, profile, there are six, so I can do a series and actually dive into each of the profile lines. So this is really exciting for me. I hope you're enjoying this series. And if you've just started joining us, what we're doing here is we're talking about the profile lines. The profiles are the role that you are here to play in this life. We each get two profile lines. We get a conscious one and an unconscious one. The first number will be conscious. The second number will be unconscious to you. When we combine them together, we get our profile. Now, on their own, each line has an archetype. They each have a way that we think about them. They have an identity to them. And then when we put them together, we get both of those identities, but then we get something else that is all its own. We get the full profile, which there are 12 profiles in human design. The 12 profiles really do give you an essence of who a person is. So I would say that the profile is the role that you're here to play in the movie called Your Life. And I didn't make that up. That is something that Ra used to say. And I really took that to heart because, well, I was an actor. I was in films. I studied film. I studied acting for a long time. And one of the things that you understand, even if you don't know this from a filmmaking perspective, we can understand that casting is important. The lead role in the movie or in the television show is essential to the movie working. It's the same thing with your life. And profile is getting the casting right for the movie called Your Life. So if you are feeling so close to who you're meant to be, what you're meant to be, living your purpose, but you're not quite there. If you feel like you have this sense that you need to unlock something in yourself, or maybe you are speaking your message, you are putting it out there, but people really aren't responding the way that you want them to. Maybe you are showing up and people just aren't connecting with you and your message. Profile is the thing that can help you understand what your angle is, how you're meant to show up, what is truly authentic to you. Because authentic to me and authentic to somebody else are going to be very different things. And human design can tune us into that. And profile is the thing that will get you there the fastest and with the greatest accuracy. When you're living in alignment with your profile, when you are showing up as who you were meant to be, when you are stepping into the role of your lifetime and really owning it, and really taking it and saying, this is me. This is what makes you comfortable in your skin. This is what makes you magnetic because so many people are yearning for it. So many people are like, something just feels off. I don't feel comfortable doing these things that I know are right for me. And usually it's because they're trying to do it like somebody else. They're trying to take somebody else's path. And human design can show us what our path is. So if any of those things that I said resonated at all, that feeling like you need to unlock something in yourself, and if you are ready to be seen, heard, and paid for the work that you do, then this series was created for you. This will give you a lot of value. I have no doubt. I'm so confident in that. So please subscribe to the show, hit that follow button so that you are here with us. You get reminded of all the episodes that drop. Everybody will get two episodes because we're going to talk about each of the profile lines and we all get two lines. So you will get to hear each of your profile lines. And if you have anybody in your family, your kids, this will be resonant for them as well. Understanding the profiles of the people in our lives can give us real insight into how we're different and how we're the same. And that is the name of the game in having true compassion and understanding for the people that we love. Really understanding who they are, not who we want them to be. So I encourage you to listen to all of the episodes. It's a really fascinating topic. And we'll reward you for it. If you subscribe to the show, take a little screenshot of the show, share it on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. Tag me. You will be entered to win a mini reading here on the show. If you'd like to come on the show and ask me all the human design questions that you have and dive into your chart with me and go through some of the elements, maybe you want to know more about your profile, you can win a mini reading on the show with me if you share the show, subscribe to the show, and then tag me in your Instagram stories. Now, if you want, we also have a companion guide to this series. So if you would like to download that, just DM me the word X Factor. It's the letter X and then factor, all one word. DM that to me on Instagram, again, at Nicole Lano Official, and we will send you our free X Factor by Design guide. So this is about building your brand voice according to your human design and specifically about your human design profile lines. So if you want any of that, then please DM me, share it, all of that stuff, because I would love to do a reading with you on the show. These are really, really fun. So let's dive in. Without further ado, let's talk about the profile. Today, we are talking about the line 2. So this will be for you if you are a 2-4 profile, a 2-5 profile, a 5-2 profile, or a 6-2 profile. Every single episode will have 4 profiles associated with it. So the conscious number, like I said, is up front. So if you are a 2-4, the 2 will be conscious to you. That's going to be what you identify with. And then if you are a 6-2, you might identify with what I'm about to explain to you a little bit less. That might feel like something that's hanging out in the background for you, or something you do that naturally happens, or a way that you are, but you don't necessarily feel like that's your personality, if that makes sense. So the personality is the front number, and the back number is more what we call the body. It is what we just are. So it might be what other people pick up in you, if you're a 5-2 or a 6-2. So let's talk about the 2 line in human design. The 2 line is traditionally known as the hermit. And a lot of the traditional names in human design don't sound awesome. I don't know if anybody's like, I love being a hermit, although you might really relate to it. You might love to hermit, to squirrel away in your cave and get cozy and not be bothered by anyone, because the 2 a lot of times does want to be left alone. But I have a different archetypal name for it. The hermit is traditional to human design. The natural is more how I refer to it. And in areas of the gene keys, we talk about it as a very natural way of being. There is a fluid nature to the 2. So I refer to it as the natural because I think that speaks more to the essence of what it is, because hermiting is something that you do. I don't necessarily think it's who you are. I think it makes it sound reclusive. And I think that speaks more to the shadow of it, of hiding, rather than hermiting. Hermiting is really just a way of nurturing yourself through being alone. So you very well may identify with being an introvert if you are a 2 line. But I prefer the natural, and I'm going to tell you why. The other thing, in the last episode, I explained how I look at business and life for human design. A lot of times we're looking to just go to the business side. How can I use this? What can I do with this? And it's the living your design that leads to the realization, to the materialization, to the connection with the business side of whatever it is in your design that you are connecting to. In this case, obviously, we're talking about profile. So you need to live it in order to be able to effectively use it in your business. So much of the confusion that people are suffering with when they're trying to figure out what to do with their design in order to fit it into their business or to work it into their brand And the truth is they're not really connected to it yet. So it's hard to use something that you don't know how to use. If you haven't learned to drive the car, it doesn't matter if you get the car. If you're a 16-year-old and you haven't taken your driver's test and you haven't gone out with mom and dad with your learner's permit, then if they buy you a brand new BMW, it doesn't matter because you cannot drive the thing yet. You have to learn to drive it. So we need to learn to drive this vehicle that we're riding around in. We need to connect to our design before we can go slapping our brand into these themes. Otherwise, it won't feel authentic, which is the whole point. And the archetype for the two of living it is the natural. When you live as a natural, when you really get comfortable and you're being the natural, then you are able to become and your brand can step into being what I refer to as the mystic. Because there is this like ethereal quality to the twos. So jealous of the twos sometimes. And I'll talk a little bit about why. It is harmonic to my five line. And by harmony, I mean there's six lines in human design. So we have 1, 2, and 3 that are all part of the personal process. And then we have 4, 5, and 6 in the transpersonal process, or on the second floor, so to speak. The 4 is not necessarily in the transpersonal. That's neither here nor there. But the 1 line resonates with the 4 line, the 2 line harmonic with the 5 line, the 3 line harmonic with the 6. So that's what I mean by that. So there's a connection between these lines. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the connection between the 2 and the 5 because they share a commonality here outside of just being harmonic. But there is this like mysticism to it when a 2 line is in alignment. Because 2s are innately usually pretty shy. And everything I'm going to say is in this usually, typically sense. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are painfully shy if you are a 2. There is kind of a bashfulness, maybe a little coy. Maybe you've learned to work your shyness. And I'm going to tell a story about him in a little while, but Johnny Depp is a 2-4. I think there is this bashful shyness to him. There is this introverted quality to him, but he's a Hollywood actor. He's Captain Jack Sparrow. He obviously has gotten over that shyness. He doesn't live his life as a reclusive hermit who can't talk to people, but he has that quality. So that's what I mean by shyness, is that there is this element of it that is always coming through. And usually it's pretty endearing. The 2, though, does kind of want to be left alone, but to do its own thing. And this is one of those areas of shadow versus gift. When you're living in the gifts of it, when you're not being self-conscious about wanting to be alone and worried about what people are thinking about you, because it's very vulnerable to be a 2. It's been my experience with people that I've worked with who are 2s. There is a vulnerability to them because there is this element of them knowing that people are looking. People can see them in a way that sometimes can make them uncomfortable. And I understand this. And what I'm talking about is the projection field. And I'm going to just put that to the side for 1 second, because I do want to go into a little bit more about just some general qualities about the 2. The 2 wants to be left alone, but it wants to be left alone to engage with its passions. It wants to be left alone to do its own thing. That's that natural part. They just want to be left alone and go play an instrument. There is this artistry to the 2. You could replace mystic with artist. There is this quality of being in tune with life through a sense of being able to tune everything out and really immerse themselves in something that they're into. And it could be anything. It depends on the person. So they're born with their thing. And they can have more than one thing, but they have these natural abilities. They have these natural talents. We all have natural talent, but the 2 is just a natural at some things, but they often don't know what their thing is. So they can spend a little time trying to figure that out. And this brings us to the projection field, because it relates to how the 2 figures out what their thing is. There are 2 projection fields in human design. The 2 has a projection field and the 5 carries a projection field. They both have the projection field, but they are different projection fields. They operate differently. And the 2 projection is people see you. People see the 2 like they're watching you in a movie that you don't know is being filmed. It's like the Truman Show. You don't know that people are watching, but you feel it. You know people are looking. and they see you for who you are. You don't know that they are doing that, but that's why people have thoughts and opinions about what you should be doing or what you would be great at. This can be good or bad. We don't know what people will call you out for. But that usually is how a two figures out what their thing is. There's going to be some things that they gravitate toward. They're going to do them. Someone's going to see it and they're going to say, you know what you'd be great at? Maybe they started with painting and they say, you know what you'd be really great at? Graphic design. And then you go, oh, maybe I would be. But just like with any projection, it may or may not be true. And that can be disorienting for the person receiving the projection. Is this right? Is that right? I don't know. And then some people will just be like, yeah, it feels right. And they go with it. And that's what strategy and authority guides you to, is figuring out what is correct for you or what's a projection that somebody's putting on you that doesn't belong to you, that is not correct for you. And that's what human design helps us do. That's what the mechanics of human design teach us to do. So it isn't just us hearing great things from people or terrible things from people and taking them at their word and changing our lives because someone told us we should go do something or we shouldn't do it. So I just have a little story about Johnny Depp and the two line being called. So I think this is a cool illustration of what it means to be a two or how it works for a two. And this is why I'm jealous, because it does not work this way for fives. So Johnny Depp is a 2-4. He and Nicolas Cage were friends very, very early on in their lives before Johnny Depp ever became an actor. Nicolas Cage was an actor. He came from a filmmaking family. He's a Coppola. And Johnny Depp was trying to be a musician at the time. And Nicolas Cage, just observing him, them being friends, him helping him out. He was helping him out with money because Johnny Depp had no money at the time. He was just a poor musician doing his thing. So he's there playing music. And Nicolas Cage said, I think you can act. Now, mind you, there's no evidence that Johnny Depp can do this. It's not like he was trying acting. They weren't in an acting class together. And he was like, you know, you're really good. He's playing music. He's just being himself. He's just doing his thing. And he's like, you should go meet with my agent. And Johnny Depp's like, I don't know. Come on, you should do it. I think you should at least take the meeting. And Johnny Depp felt something and was like, okay, I'll take the meeting. And then he got an audition for Nightmare on Elm Street. And he got it. Zero training. Zero thought of acting. Was not pursuing a darn thing. And it just fell into his lap. Why? Because that's life as a two. When you're around the right people, which human design brings you to your right people, he was doing his thing. The two dances like nobody's watching, and people notice what they're good at. People are watching you, but you have to dance in order for people to see what you might be good at, to see how you move, and to see something in you that maybe you can't see yourself. And that's the beauty of the two line. And when you start to really relax into this, that is when you become that mystic, that artist, where life becomes your canvas and you start to dance with it. So it's a really beautiful line. It's a very fluid line. I really love the two line. Like I said, I get jealous of the two because we are harmonic, but we are also very different. Our experience is very different. So if you would like the branding guide, X Factor by Design, how to create your brand voice according to your human design profile, how you specifically apply what I just spoke about, but now we're applying it to your brand voice. So specifically to how do you take that and start to apply it to your brand voice? We have a free guide for you. So if you DM me the word X Factor, X and then factor on Instagram, I'm at Nicole Ano Official. We will send you the link right away. And then if you would like to enter the contest to be entered in to win a mini reading here on the show and ask me your human design questions and dive into your chart together, all you have to do is take a screenshot of your subscription to the show or a screenshot of you listening to this episode right now. Tell us why you're loving this series and tag me. I am at Nicole Lano Official, and then you will be entered. That's all you have to do. Super simple, really fun. And you get to share this with all of your friends. So I thank you for being here. Make sure you tune into the next episodes. We have 4 more left where we are going to go through all the rest of the human design profile lines. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And remember, In order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you on your journey of becoming unshakable with human design, everybody. We will see you in the next episode. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to nicolelano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.